Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Austin from Home Street Bank. Every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we bring you real estate and finance news and give you some local input and update here at our listeners at KKOL Business Radio. And today we got Kevin Pierce, Cascade Builder Services, with us. So, Kevin, I never even realized there was a service around that you provide. You're basically, someone buys a brand new home, you're providing that customer service, really kind of that warm handoff when they take ownership of this home, to kind of walk them through the home, give them an orientation, tell them how everything works. And then you're also there to help if something doesn't work, quite right, which, with new homes, stuff happens.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And normally, 9 times out of 10, it's kind of standard stuff. The home is settling. It's drying. Mm-hmm. It's going to kind of get itself sort of settled in.
It's that first year when people hear the house making noises.
Popping or creaking.
Yeah.
I
get phone calls every once in a while from someone like, is that normal?
Right.
Yes.
Or is it paranormal?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Was this built on a Native American burial ground?
Do I have ghosts or do I just have some nails popping here?
Right.
Here
exactly.
And there? But every now and then there's a home where there are some real problems.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't want to name names, but
No.
One of my first forays into banking way back in the late 80s, I did my first construction loan, and I used to do my own progress inspections as the home was being built. We dole money out, and I went out there and looked at this home a couple days earlier than the builder expected me to.
Oh,
and the builder was busy slapping siding up to cover a massive crack in the foundation. And this is on a two-story home.
Ooh.
What are you doing out here? No, don't go over there. It's all muddy over there. Come over on this side of the house. I'm like, what's going on? And,
that's
look at this
deal.
And that's like full stop, this is a two-story home and it would have just plagued our customer.
Oh, absolutely.
Down the road for that. Every now and then, things like that happen.
Sure.
And that's where the inspection process, the warranty process, that's what it's there for.
Absolutely key. We actually had a mutual client that, again, not talking about the builders, but we had to do a lot of follow-up, on our orientation and walkthrough, and they did have an inspection done. But even prior to inspection, the client kept driving out to the short plat where it was at.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember getting a couple of pictures one day, and they're like, hey, is that a crack in the foundation? And I was like, how am I supposed to tell from this picture 12 feet away from that? Can you please point out what you're looking at? So what we found out is it wasn't a crack in the foundation. It was that some of the concrete had sheared off.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. And that can sometimes be a very common thing, or it could be a sign of an incorrect mixture of the concrete mix, right? Yeah. Which can eventually turn into a foundation issue, right? So we had to follow up with the builder, follow up with the city and the department that was signing off on this, because I was like, I would like to know who from the city signed off on this. And make sure that there's some accountability should they find in the future that there's an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're telling us it's fine. However,
right.
We want all the documentation. Thank you very much.
Right.
Kind of thing. So, and in that case, I don't recall that the builder had a 210 warranty on it. I think they only had the 1 year. And that, Kevin, that brings me back to, hearing from you on this. Is the warranty required? Because this is a common misconception and misperception in my industry and for the public as a whole about what's required as a warranty from a builder. Like, can you speak to that?
As far as I know, the 12-month workmanship and materials warranty is not law in Washington State.
Thank you. I got into a big debate with somebody about that recently.
And a few years back, and may even be a little bit longer than that, maybe 5 to 6, I know that there was some of the associations, like the Master Builders Association and the BIAW, were really pushing for legislation to get that through.
Okay.
But as far as I know, it's not.
Okay. Well, that might be something, I'm going to ask Jen to help me look that up or maybe get a hold of the Master Builders Association and see if that did actually get enacted, because it's always a question. I see people in these real estate forums that are real estate agents, and they will be duking it out online as to whether it is or not, but nobody comes in with any actual content or links to something that shows that that's really there. And a lot of the public thinks that that's a law.
Part of the confusion, I've looked into it before, is there is habitability laws in Washington. Mm-hmm. Builders are required to make sure that the heating, that the home is habitable.
Yes.
So there are some specifics, and you could consider that warranty coverage.
Right. Has to have a working stove.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And electricity and whatnot. But as far as workmanship and materials and all these things that we're talking about, drywall cracks, grout cracks, door adjustments, flooring, it's really not. There's no requirement for a builder to provide a one-year warranty.
And again, you don't have to say names. Have you ever had, because you said, how many builders are you working with right now?
Currently about 30.
About 30.
Yep.
If any of our listeners would like to go and take a look at some of your, what's the website they would go to?
CascadeBuilderServices.com.
Okay. And ignore that other radio host that's on there because, they're one of our competitors, even on this station. But still, just ignore that one.
That's all right.
But you'll see the list of builders. Have you ever had a relationship with a builder where you guys had to back away from it because they were building such a subpar product that it was just ridiculous to try and service?
We've been fortunate enough not to have that situation.
Okay.
No.
Okay. That's a good sign. Well, especially, I hear a lot in talking with agents across the United States and knowing people in construction across the U.S. My understanding in Washington is that we have some of the strictest building codes around. And so I tend to think that a lot of the product that is produced here is usually a better quality than many other areas. Because I know one builder in particular, one of my clients purchased their product. They had some bad history in other states for foundations, but I don't think it was even just a matter of the builder itself. It might have been local state codes and how they handled things, as well as the fact those two states are notorious for having issues because one of them is Florida. Mm-hmm. Where you're building on sand, and the other one was Texas. And again, the areas where they were having construction problems were in areas with fairly unstable soil. Mm-hmm. So you kind of got to know even where you're at and what you're working with.
Oh my gosh, even in San Francisco right now, there is a high-rise condo project, the Millennium, which the average condo value is $3.5
million. Ouch.
The building has sunk 16 inches and is tilting up to 6 inches at the top.
Like the Tower of Pisa.
I mean, you drop a few apples on the floor and you're going to have to chase them across the kitchen.
Don't drop them out the window because you're going to kill somebody down below.
Exactly.
Is what's going to happen.
When you're on the 57th floor. That's, absolutely.
Yeah. Gravity is not your friend there.
They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with that building. So
besides
folks,
tear it down. Well, I mean, we've got one being torn down here in downtown Seattle because the steel...
Right.
Had corrosion.
Right.
And so 9 years into construction, they're having to take it off layer by layer.
Yep. There you go.
So.
Yeah. So, no, it pays to be careful, have your inspections, and it's really, and to have a warranty.
Yeah.
And we will have that odd builder out there right now that will say, warranty, you don't need no warranty. And especially there's a lot of builders right now that are building on spec. Mm-hmm. So they're building a home before there's a buyer, and they can
spec
just kinda,
meaning speculative.
Speculative. But it also means they can just kind of build these things as quick as they possibly can. Mm-hmm. And that builder may not put the same amount of time and care into it as a long-term builder or a custom home builder.
Sure. Right. Yeah. In fact, it's actually hard to find someone doing custom homes right now because they're so busy doing all the other stuff.
Absolutely.
So Kevin, I had asked you before we got on air today a little bit about why you got into this.
Sure.
Like, how did you get into doing home warranty?
Right. So I worked for a company, 05 to 08, that did the same type thing.
Mm-hmm. Happens to also be time periods where we had very similar market factors.
Right. Yes. They had significant growth in 05, 06. And then as, 08 approached, things went south.
Right.
And they didn't weather it very well. And I mean, builders were dropping like flies in 2008, 2009. Mm. So they just couldn't weather it. So as that company went under, I really liked the business model. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I could put in some innovation that would even make it better.
Okay.
And one of these, and part of that is technology that okay. they didn't have at their disposal. But as we came into the internet phase, we have these great online accounts that okay. I was referred to in the last segment.
Yeah, please describe those.
Yeah. So every home buyer that that comes into our program, they get an online account set up. And this has a warranty module where they mm-hmm. can submit their warranty requests. There's a messaging module so they can message us just like regular email. Mm-hmm. A documents module, their warranty document is there, a homeowner manual that explains everything we went through at the orientation.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
So 24
hours a day.
So it kind
of takes over from that massive book they used to always leave
exactly,
behind.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you're well, let me ask you just real quick, though. Because that customer we had that bought one of the units that you guys support, he doesn't like to use computers very much. And what do you do in that case? Do you still offer the old school type? Or
we
is
do,
it...
absolutely. Okay. Yep. Yep. Okay. We have hard copies.
Okay.
Yep. So we can do that. And when we do run into homeowners mm-hmm. That don't like to use the account, so we'll just mm-hmm. come out and meet with them on site and look through their okay. warranty requests. They don't have okay. to use it, but it's extremely valuable for people who love it.
Right.
They can log all of their requests early and mm-hmm. just have them kind of put them in as they find them. And
yeah.
then we'll come at the 60 or the 11 month like I was talking
about.
So
do you all host that or is that cloud-based? What is that?
It's cloud-based. It's just a service that we pay for.
Okay.
So they have the dedicated service there. And
it's a great
it
resource.
Fantastically, yeah.
You know, I mean, for a lot of folks, I mean, to have that information available, I'm assuming from anywhere, as long as you know mm-hmm. what your passwords and all that. You know, it just seems like that would be a useful tool, especially like because some of the people buying these places aren't necessarily the folks who are residing mm-hmm. in the property. So being able to have, you know, if it's a landlord, having that available online that they can work with themselves and or and in our case, we have a property management company that was given the right to log in.
Mm-hmm.
So that they would be working with the local tenants as these deadlines come up to make sure that they're notified and given notice and go do the walkthroughs and take care of all of that. So it was great
right.
because then all the parties involved can kind of have access to
right.
to what's necessary. I personally think that's a very novel and wonderful idea.
And it's also a great benefit to the home builder because they mm-hmm. can log in and see all of their homeowners' requests.
Okay. All yeah. right. Great.
Well, stay tuned. When we come back, we've got more on construction management. And warranties. Stay tuned for more at Open House of Team Reba. And call us if you got questions, 866-712-1300.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.